the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Wanna chat with the guys?
Friend Blink.
That's not how I wanted to announce that either.
This is Brooke's poem about what's going on.
Oh my god, he's about to fucking read it.
Is the poem called Manjaw?
Jesus Christ. My father has a daughter and I have feelings too, and if I knew your father, I would do the same for you.
Motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am no longer straight edge after having to sit here and listen to that.
There was just one comment that I saw where this one dude said, not even remotely good. So I click on his Facebook and all of his photos are him with his two young sons at TNA events. You know, if they make a wish kiss, I bet they wish they were a Raw.
Friend Blink.
Brother. There. Perfect. That was it. That was the Hogan audio right there, man.
Don't trust Rick, though.
Something gay must have happened to you and you didn't like it, so now you like your hate mad against the world. Like, get over it.
When you said something gay must have happened in the past and they didn't like it, I thought you meant like buying Batman Arkham Knight for PC.
No, it's just like
what, why are you so pissed off? Something gay happened to me. I bought the PC version of Batman Arkham Knight.
Frank Blink.
And the looks on their faces, it almost seems like TNA doesn't have fans. They have victims. And there's people who defend it to me, man. There's listeners that we have that defend it to me. They'll privately message me and they'll literally justify everything. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They'll explain every single illogical
justify
thing.
Justify that lollipop.
You see, you could talk about old wrestling without saturating your show. We didn't miss the word.
Pull those jabs tonight, man. I should introduce you as Ronda Rousey next time.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Thank you, gay Jesus.
Hey. Casting aside their regular work to try this other thing. You see, that's how you become a comedian. You know, that's some initiative.
What about me? And then the crowd goes, what about Beretta?
You can't have that. Can't just give that to Trent Beretta. No way.
Yeah. What the hell was that? I don't even know what that was.
That was...
Yes, WrestleMania Day is upon us, and we made it to the final day of this weekend. Holy crap. What's going on, fellow marks? Welcome to episode 103 of Talk Brunch, the WrestleMania Noon Special. If you just joined us, welcome, and if you've already been here, it's been one hell of a weekend. It's practically nonstop, and we told you it was going to be wild. Joining me again with a lot to say, been with me here roughshodding almost the entire weekend, Jason Burke. What's going on, dude?
Oh, Talk Brunch. Don't you dare be sour. So turn up your volumes and give us the weekend. Don't let Reigns go on last, or the show ends in a rage. It's time to finally give Ambrose the grandest stage. And the world's watching as we cheer on KO Mania. And please, God, don't let Shane dive off the stadium. The Hall of Fame, it was long and thick. So next year, just induct Hogan's dick.
Oh, my God.
That is great.
Holy shit.
Terry Bollea's dick, not Hogan's.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That was a smaller one. I apologize.
No,
we can't. We can't start. We can't start like that. I got to finish with this panel. Thank you for that, Jason.
Starting things off right.
Yeah, I figured I'd let you fire your first shot because I know you would have some crazy shit happening, so we could get that out of the way. And now, introducing, returning to Talk Brunch, my co-host with the Nomos, Mick Rasslin. What's going on, man?
Man, you know what? I am not a morning person. I hate mornings, but I love you guys. You guys just, you just woke me up with that opening.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah, I gotta say, man, just on a personal, I'm so fucking happy to be here with you guys, man. It's been a great weekend, but really being here on Talk Brunch is home. Like, oh man. Yeah, I could already feel the energy. Right. This is gonna be epic. This is gonna be amazing. And, and also Pri is here. Pri taking a break from her honeymoon, still in her honeymoon hotel, giving us a call, giving us an update. How you doing, Pri?
I'm back. Yeah, I couldn't stay away. I miss my Talk Brunch family.
Oh, it's great.
The husband can
you.
Wait for a while.
That is epic. I know you've had quite the adventure.
And yeah, food poisoning, fraudulent bank charges. It's been all kicking off this weekend.
Yeah, wow.
But you know what? You would never tell from the pictures, guys, because she looks like royalty. Her and her husband look like royalty in these pictures. It is crazy. It's beautiful.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah, loved it.
I wanted to ask Pri, is there going to be like an Edge and Lita like live sex show on the air?
I guess it would be just great audio, right?
The best.
Clown cow.
What time is that again?
Oh, God. And then last on the panel, at Access right now, she's had herself muted so we don't have to hear Austin Aries in the background. Padawan Jen, what's going on?
What's going on, everybody? Just standing in line to hopefully get an autograph from Ty Dillinger, the perfect 10 himself.
Ty Dillinger. I like the guy. I got to admit, I do like the guy.
Huge fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's very, very promising. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get a Ty Dillinger drop going for her since she's online. Like, how funny would it be to be online? You're getting closer and closer to him and the music's playing.
He'd probably be looking around like, what the hell?
Have him plug Talk Brunch as the perfect 10 podcast.
Oh my God, I would love that.
That would That's be amazing. So epic.
Ten. We're gonna see him in Takeover soon.
But yeah, I'll have him write that in my notebook.
Yo, what has your weekend been like? I know you talked about it a little bit on the other shows, but for anyone just listening to this, tell us like about this. You've had one hell. How did it feel to be part of one of the greatest matches in the world?
Oh, it was words cannot describe it. I mean, it was insane. I felt very privileged to be a part of something like that.
I can only imagine, man. I felt sad when the music came on, and then Mick told me just sit back and enjoy it. And you were right, dude.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know, absolute 100% fanboy for that whole match.
I couldn't believe how good it was. Isn't it weird that we on WrestleMania weekend we watched Nakamura fight Sami Zayn?
That was the match of the year candidate in my book, right there.
This guy, I gotta say, Sami Zayn also, I don't want to undersell, I know the focus has been Nakamura, but Sami Zayn never ceases to impress me. Every WrestleMania now, going back to like, I think around 26 or 25, he's been on an event that weekend that has blown my mind. When I really look at it, because a few times...
You gotta think as far as NXT too, I mean, I think the two best NXT matches of all time now have been Zayn and Neville and Zayn and Nakamura, so I think he's pretty much one and two on the NXT list here.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I remember when they used to do, because you guys know the methods now, whenever there's a WrestleMania that weekend, all of the indies have localized events in order to bring in more views and stuff. So I would always get whatever it was, whether it be Evolve or Ring of Honor, that Sami Zayn was on. And it was always something where I would always at the end of it say, I wonder if WrestleMania is going to be able to outdo that. And I can't believe we're doing it now in WWE. Like, it's ridiculous when I look at the amount of things. Remember that one? I'm sure you've seen it, Jason, because you like Evolve and you like Ring of Honor. Remember that one Mania weekend where he, on a Friday, I believe, he was on day one of a Ring of Honor event. And then on Saturday, he was on day two. And then later that afternoon, his contract with Ring of Honor finished. So then he was on day one of the Evolve event later.
Right, yeah. That, I think the Evolve match, was that against Samurai Del Sol, possibly?
It might have been Kalisto, yeah. And I remember because I wasn't keeping track of the card because just like this Mania weekend, it was chaotic. And like, I'm watching Evolve just for the card and stuff. And all of a sudden he comes on. I'm like, you got to be shitting me. Like, what did this guy do? Like, literally still wearing the generical mask, like, run across town, you know? So I had this, like, mental right. image in my head of him running, ole, ole, with his fist pumped as he run. Like, literally ran out of one arena, still wearing the shit, and then got in the other arena, because it was, like, only, like, an hour or two later, and it was like, this guy's a machine. You went and wrestled, like, a show, and then ran to another fucking show. What a guy, man.
And yeah, I've got to say, too, I mean, I'm sorry, I was going to say, taking nothing away from the indies. I mean, the indies obviously are running shows this weekend and doing pretty well, I've heard. But it's funny because I would always look so forward to PWG and Evolve and Ring of Honor and look forward to those more than anything else on the entire Mania weekend. But now with NXT, WWE now has actually cornered the market as far as indies go. So now we're all looking forward to NXT more than anything else. So now they actually have the biggest show and the most hype show.
Exactly. And it's weird. It's funny to see. We're watching the same guys that we've been watching, but now we're actually watching them on WWE instead of looking for other stuff. I saw Rich Swann wrestle in the last week. It's crazy.
I was going to say, to think of the fact that the main events of yesterday's, in our opinion, one of the best shows of all time, at least for me. And I mean, I know like several of the best matches we're going to see of this year. The main events of that show was Nakamura and El Generico and, you know, Finn Balor and Samoa Joe. I mean, to think that and Austin Aries was on the card. And now tonight we have, you know, Dean Ambrose on the card and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn again on the card. Like, this is an indie-centric company now. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's the old roster. It's the old ROH roster mixed with some PWG and Evolve in there. It's perfect. So I'm really.
And it's only going to get better. So
yeah,
let's see what happens.
So as much as people are worried about Mania, all because of Roman Reigns, like I don't feel like the fate of the entire card falls on that one dude's hands. Like, yeah, I don't agree with him being in the main event, but I feel bad for the guy. Why the hell is he carrying this? There's like an entire. This is like a 3-day event. It's not all up to him. He gets like,
yeah,
what?
No, honestly,
gets
I mean,
you actually feel sympathy for him?
Yeah, because I've never disliked Roman Reigns. I dislike what's happening with Roman Reigns, and I dislike his ability to work. That's like if we all went to like, I don't know, play full court basketball something at the park, and I just didn't think that Jason was the best forward or something. That doesn't mean I hate Jason. You know, it's just like fuck Jason.
Yeah,
like, fuck
but
it.
You have to remember that not everyone watches the network or not everyone watches NXT, so there is always going to be that type of crowd.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. It just people need to be less cynical of things overall. Don't you guys
and I'm
think?
Also a shooting guard, like not a forward.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, personally, I really liked his Mania match last year with Brock. I thought it was one of the highlights of the whole show.
Oh, I mean, I love watching Brock do suplexes. It was really great, you know?
Like, no, I mean, I feel like time and time again, this definitely cannot be... See, this can definitely not be one of those situations where it turns into 2 hours of Pro versus Con Roman Reigns. But I do want to say that I feel like time and time again, when he's been called upon, he stepped it up big time, man. The match with Daniel Bryan, the matches with Wyatt, the matches with – even the match with Big Show I really enjoyed, and I hate Big Show. So I think the Reigns will deliver tonight. I think it's going to be a good match because Triple H is a pro, and they know it's a big Mania match. And so obviously they're going to come out there and bring their A game.
Yeah, I mean – Triple H, I've always said he can work with anyone. He can work with anyone. That's the reason why it's better to be in the ring with a general like that than to be with anyone else. I mean, he tried to have a match with Scott Steiner, and he almost did. He almost did. Sometimes I go back to YouTube when I want to laugh, and I watch that match.
That,
I'm telling you.
Good Lord.
I swear.
I mean, that guy really couldn't even wrestle his way out of a plastic bag.
My favorite part was when he tried to slam Triple H, and he also fell down. Like that.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
He fell back like one of those toys, you know, the falls back on his back with the hands out. It's just like, really? How the hell did you fall doing the move, man? You're slamming him. Now.
I think he got so steroided up by the time he got there. Because, I mean, he was a good wrestler for a long time in WCW.
He was. I didn't know what was going on.
Once he got there, I think he got so muscled up and he was trying to get over steroided. So that's why he couldn't move anymore.
Jeez. Yeah, it was a mess. But Triple H tried, and he actually made some of that feud look good. And we could say Roman Reigns can work a better match than that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Without a doubt.
Yeah, so that's not even... Having someone like Triple H in the ring is definitely a benefit to him. What scares me is that when I asked you guys that, you took a moment to answer. You know? So that's the problem, is that he's right there where you have to ask yourself, is he? Would it be with Scott Steiner?
You know, listen,
Rage is fine in the ring, man. He's fine. Yeah.
You didn't have to pause to think about it. There's a lot of noise going on over here, so yeah, I'm like getting my mic.
Excuses, you hate Roman Reigns.
You know what? Whatever the outcome of the match is tonight, I don't think I'll be as disappointed as I was with the end of the Balor versus Joe match.
Yeah, that one
pissed the crowd off a little bit. I will say that.
Yeah, I know people are going to be shocked to hear me say it, but Balor versus Joe did nothing to that card. They could have not had that match, and it would have been still the best NXT takeover.
I'm not shocked at all. Yeah. You remember I messaged you right after that match, and then you saw my response. Like, that was the weakest match of the night. Not that it was the weakest match. It was just the ending. It just, like, no.
It's so unusual for me and you to come on after an NXT main event and then talk about how Finn Balor's title defense was the most underwhelming thing about the card.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
I thought Joe was going to win, and I thought Joe should have won because I want to see the Balor Club Monday. But I don't think it was a bad match. I actually quite enjoyed the match, and the ending was a little head scratching. It was
the pacing of the match was fine. It was just the ending that it was just like, okay, we're gonna have him hit Joe with every fucking finisher he can, and then just have him go over.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
I guess that was the way they were trying to keep Joe strong. I think they were trying to keep Joe strong.
To me, it was a case of.
Go ahead, Jay. I was just going to say, I think to me it was the idea that since Finn already beat Joe previously, they had to kill Joe with everything in a cannon because they wanted to make sure that he stayed strong enough. If he loses the clean twice in a row to Finn without very much ballyhoo behind it, it seems like Joe's kind of getting weaker. This way, if Finn has to hit five finishers, it makes Joe feel like he has to take a lot to be kept down.
To me, it just felt like, where do we go from here at the end of the day? I think they should have. I mean, Joe definitely should have won, in my opinion.
Maybe they really aren't going to put it on Joe. We did hear rumors that people like, but then again, look at what that's actually a good point. Asuka and Joe, we've always heard rumors that the two of them were just put there as like talent enhancements so that the rookies of NXT would get to work with some talent that's, you know, been everywhere and done everything. But then Asuka won last night.
Yeah, but Bayley is very similar to Sammy in the case that they're the underdog, so they kind of have to be reaching out for something. And I mean, Bayley didn't really have any competition, you know? Who else is she gonna go up against?
You know what though, at the same time, Bayley didn't have any competition, but she didn't have any competition in a way that I dislike. Like when I say Sasha didn't have any competition, it's because Sasha's pinned everyone. Bayley, if you guys recall, and I hate pointing out, I know she's super over, but she really was like the bottom of the barrel out of those four horsewomen. They were all pinning. She was always the job girl out of the four of them, you know? And it really took for the other three girls to disappear off of NXT before she got that spot, because she wasn't winning no matches back then. Like, yeah, she was over, but they were beating her ass.
And that's why I think they left her behind as opposed to taking them all four up there.
Yeah, I knew she was going to be the last one up because it was like, yeah, she's kind of like, even though she's good, she's not, I hate to say, I'm going to be careful, but she's not as good as the other three girls, like even Charlotte.
And see, that's
okay, I disagree there. I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh, is that Austin Aries coming? Oh, is that Nakamura? Is Nakamura coming out near you?
This guy heard like 2 seconds of her theme.
No way! No freaking way!
Wow!
Love that music.
Take some pictures. God. Take some pictures. Do something.
Holy listening crap. Live, just bear with us as the panel goes and change their underwears and panties.
A fangirl moment right now. I'm gonna mute it so I can take a picture. Hold on.
Wow, that is amazing.
How
so Nakamura is on the podcast
that?
Officially.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't think about it till Mick said it, but yeah, what I need to hear was like the first 2 seconds of the music, and it was just like Nakamura, and I don't even like the song.
You know,
I love
that
theme song
like,
so much.
I like
it's
it.
So
I'm
good.
About to make it my new ringtone.
We had this conversation on the NXT post show, but it's
we did.
It just doesn't have the energy, you know. It doesn't have the energy of the other show.
You know what though? It could be AJ Styles and Samoa Joe bad, and it's not that.
It's
that is true.
Well, what
but
I said,
you could tell in the intro, he was kind of waiting for the drop, and it just didn't happen.
Well, what I said in the other show was that when you listen to his new song, this is the old one playing just for the hell of it, we could talk right over. But when you listen to his new song, first of all, when I listened to him, my first reaction was, oh, you know what? I have Netflix, and I still haven't seen that Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2, even though I'm curious of where they took the story and what direction it's going in. And then secondly, the song was called Rising Sun. You know what I mean? Like, why? Why was it? It just sounds very, it sounds like an old man would come out to that song. You know, like an old Japanese man. I was saying before, like a Mr. Miyagi or
a Mr. Fuji.
Yeah, Jen had a good one. Fujinami would come out, you know?
Oh, this is like Fujinami or one of the old.
You know,
guys,
he would come out, you know, like with
that
song.
They're not even coming out to wrestle. They're coming out in their mafia suit.
Yeah, like, see his old song, like I said yesterday, the way he flails his arms and the energy that it brings and that whole thing. Like, it just, it really goes for the character. It really spells him out. And then we go to this new thing here, and, like, it just has, like, a really awkward pace. He didn't look comfortable moving to it. And that beginning, the part that sounds like Edge and Christian on kazoos, what the hell's going on there?
Oh, my God.
They're going to do it, telling you. Edge and Christian show is going to do that beginning part.
I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah.
Those violins are awesome, man.
It's
gonna
start to grow on
me.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll grow on me.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do like a version two or version three. Look how many changes Samoa Joe's theme went through.
Yeah. Blanchell said that Joe looks like his music.
Oh my God.
By the way, shout out to the chat room to all of you guys, Joshy and Blanchell and Kid Human and Will and Double A and Jordan and Big Tone and the anonymous users out there, which don't stay anonymous. Come to the chat room. Join us.
We don't bite unless you ask.
Yeah, I don't bite hard anyway, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't
believe
her.
Was that your Brian voice? You sounded like Brian from Family Guy.
Seriously?
yeah,
for a split second.
It was like a weird ending there. Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, that's a new ability she got from eating the sushi.
Very funny. I could go all day without thinking about that nasty shit.
She bit hard. So what's happening?
Just at the chat room, what are you guys most looking forward to about WrestleMania? What's your most looked forward to match? And what do you think will be a surprise on the show tonight, chat room?
Yeah, post those and we're going to get back to that. And what's happening with Nakamura?
Well, our line has moved up and there's a bunch of freaking people in front of me over there by the NXT ring, so I really can't see what's going on.
God, those damn marks. You got to push them out of the way. You got to do like Shawn Michaels did that one time when he came back in the Midlife Crisis DX and just walked through super kicking everybody. Like,
yeah, I was thinking about doing that, but no, my luck, I'll probably just start super kicking like shins and stuff. And
you should shin kick people.
sweet shin music.
Yeah, sweet shin music.
Oh, man, you are so lucky. You've had one hell of a weekend. Like, Jen's gonna come back, like, dramatic and stuff. She's gonna have, like, a long, like, leather coat and long hair and shit. And, like, her own theme song. She's gonna become one of those evolved characters, you know, like, where the wrestlers that, when you see the different forms they've been through, it's like, man, that guy used to suck, and now he's better.
Aha, uh-huh, very funny.
You know I'm messing with you. You went from the plaid pants Hardys to the ones that wet themselves with way too much water.
Yeah, just call me Bo Dallas.
Oh, she went there.
Yeah, I did go there.
But yeah, so far, what would you guys say is your favorite, absolute favorite thing as far as Mania weekend has gone?
Honestly, for me, it's just meeting all my friends that watch wrestling and just sort of getting together and talking about the shows. And I mean, even the party I went to last night, it was sort of a housewarming party. And a few buddies of mine were talking about WrestleMania and how excited they are for certain matches. And I think it's just the environment. I think it's just, you know, the camaraderie of pizza and beer and wrestling. I mean, it feels like all I've done this weekend is cover things and watch wrestling and get ready for the event. So it's just like the entire week leading up to WrestleMania is just one big spectacle after another. It's just wrestling all day long. So it's kind of like me in my own glory.
I know exactly what you mean. For me, it was similar, where it's kind of like the NXT stuff I was looking forward to the most. But really, it was, ironically, and I've heard a lot of people say that, it was the stuff like the YouTube reactions, the podcasts, being on podcasts and talking with you guys. It's more the discussions and everything, the roundtables that sounded exciting than some of the events that were going on originally going in. NXT sort of changed that where they just may put on like probably one of the best events WWE's ever had. And hopefully, I don't know, hopefully Mania will follow it.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I'm sitting here now and I'm just thinking over the card in my head, and it's just like, really, how can they possibly top what happened on NXT? Like, it's going to have to be some major thing in the Undertaker Shane match, or at the end of the Triple H Roman Reigns match to top NXT right now.
I could tell you how they minimize. Oh, no, go ahead, Pri.
I mean, for me, they're going to have to pull off something big like what Seth did last year. It's going to have to be something that just completely blows it out of the water.
Well, they announced at the last minute, very similar to WrestleMania 17, that the main event is now no disqualification.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was just like, man. I saw Jen post that.
Yeah, and you know how Triple H has more friends than anybody. It could be anyone who could come in. It could be Road Dogg, X-Pac, it could be Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Batista, Kevin Owens.
That's
I mean, it's Triple H. It could be Seth Rollins. We're hearing Seth Rollins is running around and about now. It could be the Bullet Club. It could be fucking Q-Bert. Who knows? It's Triple H.
It could be
Triple
Jen.
H has a lot of friends. You know what I mean?
It could be Jen.
It could be Jen.
Yeah, Triple H loves his run-ins, man. You could say what you want about that guy, but he loves his little cliques and his little teams and having his factions. He doesn't play around. It could be everybody.
Yeah, see, honestly, I'm not liking that at all.
Well, they're going to have to
because I think if they're going to put Roman over, they have to do it clean as opposed to another screw job.
Yeah, but that gives him an opportunity to exploit the two moves that he does, because then he can spear and Superman punch people that are like sliding in. You know, they want to give you that moment for everybody. Cheap pops.
But honestly, here's sort of one of the things that I've heard over the weekend. I'm not sure if I discussed it yesterday, but it kind of scares me. I don't know if I like this idea or not. People have been saying, what if Vince, Shane, and Roman Reigns are all working together? And so Shane beats Taker, and then they screw Triple H inside with Roman to lead to like an NXT invasion for Triple H being a face. So Shane, Vince, and Roman work together as the new corporation.
I've been trying to think of a way.
I don't see that happening.
You know what's funny about you mentioning that? I haven't thought about anything like that, but I've been trying to think of a way, just in my own mind, because sometimes I just do like shadow booking just out of curiosity. I've been trying to think of a way to flip the authority. And it's funny you should mention that, because I've been thinking they're great as heels, but almost too great at this point, where it's like people really do adore fucking Triple H and Stephanie. So I've been thinking of a way. How the hell would you flip it? Because even Vince has done it. As good of a heel, I think Vince, in my opinion, greatest heel of all time. And Cornette has said that as well. They've even been able to flip Vince when they've needed to. So I've been thinking it's about time for Triple H and Steph to get off of that and have some sort of a underdog storyline. And the only way to do that will be some sort of a hostile corporate takeover, if they ever want it to entertain that.
I'm just so kind of over the authority at this point. I'd much rather just simply see Shane as a face for a while, get rid of Triple H, Stephanie for the next 6 months to a year. You know, kind of just make Shane the kind of background authority figure. Have him start bringing in new talent, possibly do a brand split. I'd rather see that than I would see more authority angles with the evil heel authority figures. It's so overdone. I'm just so kind of over it. I need a break from the authority thing.
I mean, you know that we're We're a pro Triple H podcast here. Go ahead, Pri.
Just a thing to point out, you know, when you're watching NXT Dust and they were showing the build up to each match, at least for the women's match, and actually, no, pretty much all of them, it was William Regal coming out and just saying, blah, 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 you were going to have a match with this person for this reason. And I was just thinking, if that happened on the main roster, it would be a 5-minute promo of just Steph and Triple H. Or Vince, and it would just be all about them as opposed to the actual match and the reasons behind it.
Sometimes that's what saves it, though. People have complained in the past when the McMahons have been the center of the storyline. Sometimes they do it out of necessity, not because they want to be on TV so badly. And I think that might be the case in this situation. That invasion angle, people always bitched about the fact that it had all of these other things with the McMahons going on and WrestleMania 2000 with a McMahon in every corner. But you know what, man? Sometimes I think those things add a lot of flavor. I've never felt that the McMahons were, we got overexposure to Vince or Steph, or, and especially not Triple H. Triple H, like I've always said, is one of my favorite wrestlers. So I think he's a great character and a great worker and everything. You disagree with what part, Jason?
I think the McMahons have gotten overexposed 4 or 5 different times, especially during the invasion. I think it ruined the invasion. That's why it was probably the biggest botched angle of all time, because of them.
Yeah, but you know,
I know the network really like them being on, so I guess that's one of the things.
Yeah, it could be a USA directive. That's correct. I've heard that USA wants Vince and Shane and those guys on. So I'm not surprised as to why it happens. I understand it has to happen for those guys, but I just feel like a lot of times the reason why the company is in the shitter in terms of ratings and kind of in trouble as far as making new stars is the McMahons get all the focus in all these long promos and all these storylines, whereas guys like, you know, Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, Cesaro get left in the background.
By the way, Phil messaged me and he said that he would pop for Q-Bert.
But you were saying like you feel like the invasion angle is ruined because of the McMahons. You got to go back to the fact and realize that when the invasion came, we had the guys like Booker T and Shane Helms and Chronic and all those other teams, but we were missing the main players. We didn't have Goldberg, we didn't have Steiner, we didn't have Sting or the NWO. So the McMahons coming in and stepping into that whole storyline, I guess it filled a gap.
It needed it.
Yeah, what would have been a very lackluster invasion. It would have been like if TNA jumped into WWE right now and nobody would give a fuck.
It needed it. No, go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say that there's two solutions to that then. Number one, you can either, you know, spend the money to bring a few of those guys in, the Goldberg and Sting and because they make your money back right away.
There was no way. They were on ridiculous
contracts. They were like contract obligations. They had contracts with What was the station that WCW was on?
Time Warner.
Had contracts with Time Warner, not with WCW themselves.
But it's not even just that. I mean, it's because the contracts were. But they were. That's the thing. The contracts for them to just sit home and get paid. The contracts were pretty generous contracts. It wasn't something. It's the same dilemma they went into with as far as the reason why they lost Bret Hart, where Vince just couldn't pay him that kind of money. These guys were sitting on bigger contracts since then. To get these guys. It would have been damn near impossible. And even if, let's just say even if Vince could go for one and did a ridiculous amount of money, which would be a Dixie move, by the way, and he doubled it, right? And then he doubled this. Then what? So you doubled it and you got one person. There's a chance they might not even do it for double. Like, think about it. What if I told you that you could have $10 million if you came and you worked for me every day and you cleaned my dishes and everything else, or you could have $8 million and just quit your job and stay at home? You know,
I'll
go
to get those dishes.
For the other 2 million?
I like you, so I have to flip on that choice.
A lot of people, that's nice. But you know, a lot of people would say, fuck doing his dish. I'm gonna lose the other 2 mil. And that's a lot of the wrestlers, unfortunately, that didn't have a passion at the time. Booker T, apparently it was reported that he gave up a lot of money because he got bought out of that contract because he wanted to come to WWE. For him, it was more about being part of this and being part of what was going on in that transitional period. But for a lot of those other guys, man.
And he got rewarded for it.
Yeah, but a lot of those other guys, exactly, because he had a great career. So that's what basically it paid off. But a lot of those other guys wanted to stay at home, and you almost can't blame them. Those guys were on the year, because it's not like they were spring chickens in WCW. Some of those guys were on the year for decades, and now you're given an opportunity to make, like, a fortune, and all you have to do is not wrestle for WWE for a couple of years. Some of them, it was off the table, because I always hear people say, WWE should have got this one or that one. Some of them, it was simply off the table. That was not an option, and it was more on those guys. So I always felt that Vince did what he could with the invasion. And being more of a WWE guy than a WCW guy myself, my biggest fear when Shane bought WCW was what a lot of people wish happened, which was we wish all of the main guys were over here on that card. I didn't want it to overshadow what was happening at the time, because at the time we had a lot of good things going on. Like, the reason why they were off the air is because the better product was on. We didn't need that shit going on. You had Kurt Angle fighting Austin, and The Rock was still a very much active wrestler, and Jericho was at his prime and at the peak of his career. You had like a white hot roster, and suddenly WCW was free. And quite frankly, there was a good amount of fans that didn't give a fuck. That's the reason why the Buff Bagwell thing did so bad. Buff Bagwell, Booker T, and all that other stuff.
Well, it chose Buff Bagwell to be in the match. That's part of the problem. But my second sort of solution with that then would be, okay, so you can't afford to bring over certain guys. Okay, that's fine. I still think you probably could have pulled off a few of them. But either way, even if what you're saying is 100% correct and there's no way around it, then what's the next logical situation? Take the guys you have and make new stars. You know, center your company around guys like Sean O'Hare, Shane Helms. You still have Booker T and Steiner and DDP.
Right.
So you can take some of the guys you've signed and make these guys into stars. Like, if they're going to be the invading guys, make them feel important then. Like, don't center your company around, you know, the boss and the boss's wife who can't talk for anything and stuff like that. Center the company around guys that are going to be working for you. Make some money with these guys.
But those were the angles that were going on at the time. And at the end of the day, they did center themselves around guys that they were going to make money with, because that was the whole point of bringing in Heyman with the ECW invasion as a third factor. And I know it didn't mean a lot to a lot of people. Again, it's just me, personal preference. I was a huge, it's almost like with Ring of Honor, and now that we have this influx of indie talent, I was a huge ECW guy already. So for me, when Heyman came out and they did that whole thing where all of the guys turned around in the ring and they were part of it, it was like, holy shit, they did like a ECW invasion. Now this is interesting. And we got RVD and Tommy Dreamer, and the Dudleys were already there, but they sort of brought them more to the forefront. And for me, as a big ECW mark, having those guys around, the ECW squad invading with Shane, Steph, and the remnants of WCW, wasn't terrible. And I know a lot of people aren't going to get that, because the ECW, like Ring of Honor, it's an acquired taste. So they're not going to really relate with it. But now, flash forward many years, and just like with NXT, with people like Sami Zayn, all those ECW guys all became known names in WWE.
But the problem was, I'm a huge mark for ECW as well. It's my all-time favorite company by far, far and away. But the problem with that was that the way that invasion angle was set up that first night, when they all turned around in the ring and Heyman's on commentary, I was in tears. I was so happy to see that happen. I marked out like a little baby. But the problem was, by the end of the night, all those guys were in the background as jobbers for WCW. Because in 2 weeks' time, who were the stars from ECW? Rob Van Dam. Besides RVD, nobody else was considered anything. Like Raven, Rhino became sort of a good mid-card staple. He was around for a while.
And Raven had some really good feuds. Raven had feuds. Even before that, he was having good feuds with Kane. And back at WrestleMania 17, they had that triple threat thing that they did.
Kane, Big Show, and Raven. Yeah, and they threw him through the glass.
Throwing them through the glass.
But that was like his only good match, though. I feel like so many of those guys
deserved more. A good feud with Saturn.
He had a good feud with Jericho. At least we didn't get that. At least we didn't get that match this year, because that could have happened.
For a while there, and I don't think people give it credit, but for the first few months, like the things, like we had Kidman around defending the Cruiserweight title, and for a while there were some good things going on. It's just that they wanted the big name. They just wanted the name recognition of having, like, I guess, Nash and Sting, and you can't blame anyone for that. But for what they were able to work with, just from a booking standpoint, I always thought that they did like a great job, because otherwise there was barely any WCW to buy at that point. And they still made it seem like an invasion. You got to give them credit. When you have the resources as a company to make an invasion out of those guys, they had Chronic in there, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, remember, your invasion could have consisted of Kiwi and
I remember Kiwi. Yo,
Alex Wright.
It's so funny
it's
you mentioned Queewee, whatever the fuck his
Inferno.
Name was. Yo, it's funny you mentioned him, because the other day I was bored and I wanted to find out what the last pay per view was that WCW did, just for my own satisfaction. And I went to it.
Sin?
And what was that?
Was it Sin or Greed or one of those?
I don't even remember what it was called, but when I started it, I'm like, I wonder what the curtain jerker is going to be of this. And out came Queewee. First match. And I was like, it's already starting to make sense to me. I don't even remember the rest of that card. But yeah, I do that sometimes. I'll go on the network and be like, what is the very last? Or I'll go to a pay-per-view and then find out what was happening around the same time in WCW as WWE. And sometimes the results will amaze you.
I've got to say, this is my last show, because I never thought I'd see a Queewee reference on Talk Brunch.
I never thought I'd see a Queewee reference on the network. I forgot he even existed until I launched that pay-per-view. I was like, who the hell is this guy?
The fact that you called him Kiwi just kills me. I'm like cracking up right now.
Yeah,
Kiwi. That's
Kiwi.
That's he used to wear like lime green tights and used to come out with Charmel. That's like the highlight of his career for me.
Oh, that is too good.
Oh, that was Charmel. Yeah, that's right.
Bad, bad memories.
Wow, so WrestleMania, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, WrestleMania. You see what happens when you talk about the McMahons? Look at how far we went.
We covered all that stuff.
Yeah, Jen, how's Nakamura doing? Are you in his arms yet?
Oh my God, he won his match, and he said he is very happy to be here. And I kind of couldn't hear what the rest he was saying, because the crowd was really loud. But oh my God, it was great to see him in the NXT ring. I don't know. I didn't hear the name of his opponent, but it was, I think it was some unknown. I think.
Was it Queewee?
Queewee.
No.
She can assure you that it wasn't Queewee. Glacier. Can you imagine that? Whatever happened to that guy? Right?
Who? Kiwi or Glacier?
Either one. Pick one.
I think Glacier became a gym teacher.
How great is that?
I get bored at work and I go to WWE.com and they have the Where Are You Now?
Where are they, now? Are they now?
And I think I saw he became a gym teacher. Oh, could be wrong.
They have a Where Are You Now on the official website?
Yeah, they've always had that.
Oh, wow. I'm sure all the workers really must appreciate that.
No, they like, Scotty Tuhati's a firefighter, and they were talking about how Luna became a truck driver before she passed away.
What does Virgil say?
There's none for Virgil.
There's none for Virgil?
Whereabouts unknown.
Is it like Wiki? Do you think that as Talk Munch, we could submit one for Virgil?
No.
I got pictures and everything. I got a great description. I have an idea.
Nowadays, Virgils can be found hanging out in the subways of New York City.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should start on the website our own Where Are They Now? And fill in the blanks for WWE. We're doing a service to the wrestling community. Yeah, look at that. We could do Where Are They Now. Take a couple of screenshots of Lonely Virgil and we'll put it together. I'm sold on this. He'd be like he'd be the first inductor of this shit, right?
I'm on it. I'm gonna get onto our website and start.
Is it a Where Are They Now or a Talk Brunch Hall of Shame?
No, just a Where Are They Now. Just
that was the perfect time to do the drop break.
Which drop?
The Shame Bell, of course.
Oh, we can't shame. He didn't do anything. It's us. We're just honoring him.
It's Virgil. They should constantly be a shame bell there.
I like his tone when he said, we're just honoring him.
Money went a long way for a joke, don't you think?
Oh, my God.
You need to stop using that for me.
Why? Why do you hate it so much?
It's not nice.
Well, enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
That's a new one.
Yeah, no, we've always had that.
We played that before.
Priest wanted that for a while. We never really launched it, but Priest wanted that for a long time.
I miss that one so much.
So, what else are you guys looking forward to on this WrestleMania card?
I just wanted to say, before I circle back into the current relevance, I just wanted to say that for Virgil's fans, it should be a Where Aren't They Now page.
Where aren't they now?
Where aren't they now?
I say we do it, man. We need to commit to this page. Get all of these guys together. I would love that to be like the logo, like just people like Virgil and I can't even think of anything.
I actually know where most of those guys are. I think Henry Godwin's a hog farmer. I think Duke Drosy does dumpster work now. I think Isaac Yankum's my dentist.
Oh, so you're not going to do the drop for those stupid jokes, but mine you do?
Now look at her. She's like the backseat driver here, judging the damn drops. You want to produce this for me? I'll sit back and just hang out with Jason and Mick. Make some fucking Pop-Tarts. It's early. Yeah, let me know. All right, well, it's basically a shooting day today because you guys can talk about anything under the sun. I mean, I do have news, of course. I always come loaded with news. As far as WrestleMania goes, I'm hearing a rumor for a while now that The Miz is going to be given some more credibility during the show. He's going to have some sort of a role or something. I don't know if there's any... Yeah. That's such a mean sound. What that's a sound to make.
I feel like for all the guys you could push, I mean, Miz, really, I mean, nothing against him. He's a good personality. I like him on the mic. He's a good heel. But, I mean, there's so many guys right now that can deserve, a bigger role in the show, and you're going to give it to Miz?
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to be like in a match or something, but just they're going to feature him. You know the way they use Miz in an entertainment standing. There's going to be something with him was one of the rumors that was going on.
I wouldn't mind seeing him on commentary over Saxton.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind
I
it
agree
either.
With that.
Yeah, definitely not. And then the other thing we're hearing is there's a big entrance plan for the New Day at Mania. Big E actually spoke about
the
entrance.
I heard rumors that they're supposed to be coming out on like unicorns.
Yeah, Big E's quoted saying that he's already kind of started getting people excited about their entrance and that he's wanted to temper expectations, but they had some media hits and Woods and Kofi were already telling people to look out for the entrance, so he supposes that the WrestleMania entrance is a big plan, and there's a good chance that it's going to all get nixed, though, and that people will be very disappointed, but they do have something cooking. And apparently, some of the rumors are that they want to do the entrance where they fly around the stadium on unicorns.
That would be awesome.
That would be epic.
There's no report on if the company approved it, and I don't know if it's going to happen. I'd really like to see it though. You know, like I just be careful.
Please make it happen, please.
Just please be careful. Please be careful. Clap, clap. That's a, funny. We didn't hear that this weekend, and that usually comes up at least once. But yeah, there was no please be careful chance. So here's the first one.
I'm sure Shane will get one tonight. I'm sure Shane.
Oh yeah.
I'm really worried about that. I'm really worried about the Shane O'Mac stuff, man. Because
I've actually heard they're like padding parts of the arena. They're not saying for what, but there's some major spot plan, some major dive or something. I can only assume it's Shane.
I don't like it. I've always been one of those people that I don't think that the risk is worth that kind. Like, of course, when the spots go, I pop like everyone else. But when it's shit like this, it's not always the best idea.
You know, like Shane, honestly, if this was the Attitude Era, I would think Shane would dive off the fucking Dallas scoreboard.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think they're trying a little too hard to add shock value to that event, and they've been focusing too much on how crazy Shane is. I just really wish that they wouldn't. He's not Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
You know, you're not
And the problem is Shane's in his 40s and his body's not what he used to be. If he takes one of these big dives like he used to, I think he might get hurt for real.
I legit do too. And I'm not even trying to be pessimistic. But I've been thinking about when I watch them do the elbow and stuff, it's not the place or the time for this. And I just really, like, sure, it's exciting, but just don't fuck around on this man. Like, not for this match. You know,
the thing is, usually when guys are doing big spots like that, they have to get Vince's approval. Well, Shane's not going to ask for approval. He's just going to do it.
Exactly. It's the same reason why the McMahons and Triple H are able to come and go as they please without there ever being rumors that they're going to return, because who do they really have to clear it with? There's no staff or anything, so they could just pop up whenever the hell they want. It's a phone call between father and son. So unfortunately, yeah, we can't really anticipate or know ahead of time what's going to happen with this kind of stuff. So it's a big concern.
Yeah. I find it sad because it's kind of obvious he's only doing it for his dad's approval.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think it's more, they just, maybe Vince asked him, you know, but not.
Yeah, I think it's more of like, hey, Cena's out, Cesaro's out, this guy's out, that guy's out. We need your help here.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, Shane's always loved the business, and I feel like because he idolized the ECW style, because Shane was a big ECW mark too, and I feel like he's always wanted to do that hardcore stuff, and he knows, like, he's not going to be able to get in there and do Kurt Angle style wrestling, like chain wrestling, so he's going to be able to pop the crowd by using his body, kind of like Mick Foley did.
Yeah, did you hear that he gave Undertaker a black eye, or the rumors about that?
What? Is that why Undertaker looked like he had a black eye in the picture with the shocked guy?
He did have a black eye in that picture.
That's why he had a black eye. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Shane has to be careful throwing those potatoes. You know,
I actually heard Jen punched him in excess.
Yeah, it was me. It was a little sucker punch. I'm sorry.
Man, you wouldn't be able to take a last ride at your height, man. You'd shatter.
Dude, I would fucking die. I'd be in pieces.
That shit would be a free fall.
Yeah, exactly. that would be renamed the Free Fall of Hell. So.
Want to chat with the guys? Then be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. TalkBrunch.com. Served hot.
You guys hear the other news or the other rumors that are happening around Mania of another person showing up?
I heard Cena may possibly make an appearance.
Well, he showed up at the Hall of Fame.
But I mean, like, he may actually, like, he may have some participation in Mania. Oh, brother. Down,
you know. I've heard Cesaro.
One surprise that people are going to pop for. And his name is John Cena! I never get tired of that.
Oh, God. I
don't
know that was
so
lame. So lame.
Is that Seek and
Boom? Surfer, I forgot you called in a while back. Holy crap. What's up, Surfer?
You know what it is?
I'm sorry. I have so many windows and things in front of me that there's the chat room and you and everything else is buried. When I hit add to call and didn't even look until I just heard you. So sorry about that.
He was trying to block you.
No, I was not. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, not much. Just listening to y'all talk, and it was something I came up with not too long ago about the WCW guys sitting at home. Well, yeah. It's always easier to take the easy money as opposed to taking less money to actually put your body on the line. And those guys were getting paid a lot of money just to sit home. So
exactly. And when you have, if you're being offered $10 million to wrestle for WWE, but you have an $8 million contract, sometimes getting the rest that you're not going to ever be able to get once you go on the road is worth $2 million. It's like, I'm going to get to finally recuperate. I haven't sat at home and let my body heal in fucking the decade and a half. Some of those guys, I can't blame them for that.
It did show, because when those guys did show up, they weren't the same because they hadn't been active.
They were refreshed, yeah.
No, they weren't refreshed. They looked like they were a step behind at that point.
I don't know. I mean, if you look at people like Ric Flair, he had some of the best matches of his life after he came back at the end when he was older. And even Shawn Michaels, who wasn't in WCW, but he took that downtime to heal.
Like Paul Nash and guys like that who sat out for a while before they finally...
Oh, well, they fell apart, but that was a small minority of people. A lot of people...
I mean, like, that's Nash's gimmick, though, to always come in looking tired and like having quad injuries.
Oh,
I picture Nash with like the torn quad figure, like the little wrestling figure.
Yeah, yeah. Like how I bought the Uso figures for my son, and one of them came with like the crutches.
Yeah,
I remember you showed me the picture of that. That was amazing.
You were like, "Are those crutches?" I'm like, "Yeah, it came with them.
It came with the Uso's crutches."
That's messed up.
That means that someone who wanted to market this toy didn't want people to wonder where the crutches are, because that's how used to they are of him having that shit. That's awful. But
Surfer, which Mania match are you most looking forward to, Surfer?
Which match?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a match in mind that I'm looking for. Probably the women's match. I think
that's going to be a good one.
I think that might be the show stealer.
Oh, for sure. That was my favorite NXT women's match was the last time that the three of them had the triple threat. Wasn't that one
that
of
was
the...
That was four-way.
They've had a three-way before?
No, they had a three-way at one of the... Wasn't it one of the takeovers they had a three-way before the four-way?
I don't think it was at a takeover, but they did have a three-way match with Becky, Sasha, and Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember that being a title match.
Back when Bayley was still jobbing out, where it was like she was over, but she was getting beat up. And then yeah. I think like Charlotte would come out and help her every now and again.
It's talking about Becky, Charlotte, and Sasha. I'm talking about
the Team Bad and Blonde versus Team Total Diva or whatever?
That's right. That's
no.
It's going to be the bomb. No, just kidding.
No, Surfer. that's going to be my potty break match right there.
It's going to be Eva Marie still show. She's going to be a breakout.
She's harder than probably Roman tonight.
She's going.
Yeah, that crowd's going to shit on her bad.
WrestleMania performance in 32 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Really?
So how many of you guys are going to pop when that happens?
She's going to tell all y'all to kiss her behind when she's done, because she's gonna put the greatest woman's performance in the history of wrestling.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd kill somebody.
All injure everything.
All injured everything.
Yeah, there we go.
You know what? I'm going to be the odd man out, and I'm going to say she's going to surprise everybody at Mania and put on a decent match.
Who are you talking about specifically?
Eva Marie.
I just wanted to make sure. I was in legit denial. I was like, maybe he's not talking about her. There's no fucking way.
You know it means something. You know it means something when the queen of botch, Brie Bella, is, you know, giving a stink eye to someone else for botching.
That's true. Yeah. I guarantee you'll get some Botchamania chants tonight, too.
Oh, yes. I will try to lead some.
Matthew and Botchamania.
I just, you know, it didn't occur to me until Surfer mentioned it and we started talking about it, but Eva Marie is going to be in a match at WrestleMania.
Wasn't she in a match last year?
Yeah, but Eva Marie and Zack Ryder are both having matches at this WrestleMania.
I mean, wasn't she part... Yeah. Wasn't she in that match where they tried to take out AJ?
The 14-on-1? Yeah.
That barely counts. Yeah. They just throw all of them out there. They're like, here, put on some bunny ears and run out there. They don't give a damn. That's when they were treating them just like royal. Chicks.
The Bunny Battle Royal.
I've been at a few of those
sure
live
shows,
man.
I'm pretty sure that was the Vicky Guerrero battle, wasn't it? Invitational? Yeah, battle, I think invitational?
So. That was, yeah, because yeah. The AJ match was the tag match with AJ and Paige versus... I forgot who they faced. Was it the Bellas?
The Bellas.
Yeah. Bellas, yeah.
Almost every time I've gone to one of the events in recent time, there's always been a match like that on the Raw or on the pay-per-view amount where, like, it's just all of them one corner. Like, just, like, 12 people in one fucking corner for some reason. And it's terrible.
I also feel bad for Emma, because Emma's worked... I'm sorry to cut you off, Rick. Emma's worked her ass off in NXT for the last year, being this awesome heel and one of the best workers they have as a female in the entire company. And she gets this, like, main event. She goes on main eventing and gets brought up out of nowhere, and now she's in a Mania match, but she has no, like, backing behind her. She has no push.
And it's a shame, because Emma's quite the beater. You notice that about her?
I love her.
Like, Emma is a fucking beater. Like, at first, I'm glad they took that other thing off of her where she seemed like she was, like, slow. Because
the
Ditzy
one where she was teamed up with Santino. And then he got to
really watch
her. Take her out.
Yeah, she really is a fucking beater. Like, I bet a lot of people, like, being in a ring with her, man, like, she really rocks the shit out of people. Asuka, they needed somebody like Asuka to be able to work with someone heavy-handed like her. So, yeah.
So good. And I just feel bad that they wasted her return on main event for no reason. And now she's in a fucking 10-diva botch match.
Yeah, she's a bit of a
I thought that was kind of shitty.
Yeah, but that's another get everyone on the card and get them, you know, at least she's got a payout and her man's on as well, so double celebration.
Yeah, but his point is basically, yeah, you know, like it's a waste of a beast because she's someone who she puts on, you see the ass beating, as much as I like Asuka, you see how much of an ass beating she deals Asuka? Like, holy
Not
crap.
Only Asuka, yeah. when they give her those other throwaway divas to fight on NXT.
She flings them around like ragdolls.
Mm-hmm. Emma's it's like no watching joke, a Nia Jax match.
Yeah,
I mean,
Nia Jax match.
She tears those girls open faster than an iPad case. I'm telling you, vicious. Has a teeth on the packaging
her
and everything.
Up the next women's champion or Divas champion.
I agree. But also, there's a chance after the triple threat tonight that we might see Bayley come out. I think after Sasha wins, we might see Bayley come out and do the whole stare down for the next going forward.
See, and that's a shame. I would still prefer Emma to be on there.
I prefer
as of right now, I would too.
I prefer Emma over Bayley as well.
I don't know. I
think Bayley's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, she's a female Cena. Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone loves her. I personally don't see the appeal, but that's just me.
The appeal is the music and the wacky inflatable dolls that are waving their arms around and the little girls that have to be carried.
She gives out the headbands. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's just too happy for me.
Wrist bracelets.
Yeah,
too happy.
Very anime.
Yeah, it definitely is over the top for sure.
Hey, ever since that match, I was wondering because we haven't really had like an injury road, so I figured that I wanted to get right back on that, and I wanted to ask you guys really importantly: has there been any information on Izzy?
You know what? It's funny that you asked that because when I was watching TakeOver. The first thing I did was I looked through the crowd and I was like, no Izzy, and that's how I knew. I was like, Bailey's not leaving with the title.
Yeah, I hear that they had to calm her down. They had to give her a sedative, right? To keep her chill after this. You know, I don't know if she ever regained consciousness. I was saying...
They had to give her a Valium.
Yeah, I was saying the other day that ironically, Bailey's the one who had the match and Izzy's the one who got stretchered out. So terrible. See, that's what you get. That's what happened. You jinxed her that one time you went to Impact, Izzy. This is your fault.
Wait, I can't joke about Impact? This. Poor Izzy.
What?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we have on the Talk Brunch page is a picture of Izzy in the Impact crowd from a few months ago. Remember we had that conversation where we were like the kind of places that... Yeah, like we were talking about the kind of places that fucking parents let their children go nowadays. Just disgust me, you know? Like, really, guys? Like... You let her go to TNA, like, you can't do that to this girl. She has a bright future ahead of her. She's an NXT mark. Like, I saw her, and I had to look again. I did a double take. Like, is he really? It's like, oh.
You know, like, on South Park, they always go, drugs are bad and gay. The parents had to take her there and show what bad wrestling was.
It's the equivocal to, like, if you know, like, a girl. So happened to all of us, where you've known a girl from the old neighborhood or something, and then you see her, like, at a club or in a magazine, and you're like, geez, Kelly? What the hell? I remember when you were like this little, what are you doing here? You know, that's sort of how I looked at Izzy when I saw her in the Impact Zone. Like, come on, man. I don't have the drop ready yet, but we need that fuck TNA drop for Mr. Anderson whenever we start to talk about them, which won't be today.
You can always use the It's the Shits.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Shits.
It's always ready, willing, and available.
That pretty much sums up my Saturday.
You'll be okay. You'll be fine.
Nah, you know what you gotta get? You gotta get not the It's the Shits. You gotta get, what was the guy's name? Was it Jay Sherman, the critic? When he goes, it stinks.
It stinks.
or you could actually use the In Living Color hated it.
we need one of those, right? We definitely need one of those. Look at that. We're over here planning like for the future. Yeah, because we don't really have a hated. The closest we have to a hated it is Lemon Grab.
Unacceptable condition. Unacceptable.
Yeah, that was meant for TNA. I love Adventure Time.
Oh man, I haven't watched that show in so long.
That show is
epic. My eardrums are gone now. My eardrums exploded.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. Good lord.
Yeah, he is the best character. Unacceptable condition. And then he like banishes them. 3 weeks. 3 weeks dungeon.
But I did want to sort of see if we could, since we're about heading down to hour one, so we have the second announced team coming down, like Shivani and Heenan. I was going to ask if you guys wanted to go match by match and sort of do Mania predictions.
Mania predictions? Yeah, I think that we could do some Mania predictions. If we're done, talking about all of the stuff. Actually, you know what? Before we get into Mania predictions, a couple of other things I wanted to talk about, because you guys we were all talking about our reluctance of this being a good Mania due to everything that's been going on. And just due to the fact that Roman Reigns is in the main event. I'm sorry, Jen, but that's a fact of it. I don't really think that people would be
I know. I've already met some haters this morning.
Yeah, you know, people would not be as worried if he wasn't there. Go ahead, sir.
Huh?
You weren't fighting these people, were you, Jen?
Okay,
aren't
I
you
was
listening, Surfer? She's been sweet shin music in everybody all day today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was so close to, like, you know, fighting some dude in a wheelchair in the elevator, man. It wasn't even funny.
Incredible. So Stone Cold did an interview with Ring Rust Radio, and in that interview he talked actually about what you could expect, because he's going to have some sort of a role at WrestleMania as well. So yeah, let's play that for you guys real quick and just give me some feedback on what you think here.
I know Vince's going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at him. You got a big ass building, AT&T Stadium, where the Dallas Cowboys play. You know, it's going to take some creative booking to put together some intriguing storylines and matches, and that's going to be the place for everything to culminate and pay off. You know, in a way, WrestleMania kind of sells itself, because it's WrestleMania and all these fans make the pilgrimage to this one location. But along with that, there does have to be a big attraction. I'll never forget, you know, when I was fortunate enough to work with The Rock in 17, like we talked about, you know, and I worked in, you know, Safeco, and there's a lot of people there, Ford Field, when I was a referee. But when you're the main event of the card and all those people come, you know, that's a gigantic reason to come, because you want to see Stone Cold thing on The Rock. And it's, you know, it's going to be a special moment. So they got some guys, you know, Roman Reigns isn't quite there yet. He will be one of these days. So he's got a great opportunity. You know, if he ends up taking on Triple H, whoever they put in the ring with him. They got work to do. As far as my role, I don't know yet. I haven't talked to anybody about it. I expect to be in Dallas, Texas, and I expect to do something. I just don't know what it is. I got a chance to talk to Roman Reigns. He's going to be fine. When you talk to that guy one-on-one, he is a super cool dude. I mean, and so I told him, dude, just be yourself in your promos and you're going to be fine. So some people think he's just been a little bit entitled or pushed too fast, too hard, too soon. But hey, man, it's just like, you know, when Vince McMahon told me, hey, Steve, you're going to win the King of the Ring, or Steve, I'm going to drop the championship on you at WrestleMania 14. You know, what was I going to say? Hey, Vince, not so fast. I think I need to earn it more. So let's wait a little bit on that. Hey man, Roman Reigns is just he's a guy with a good looking. He's got a good looking. He's got a good body. He's a good looking guy, and so all of a sudden, you know, he's got to bring the work up. But, you know, he's got the looks, the size. He's starting to develop a little bit of a promo when he's himself. So it's not his fault that the company's going to him. But that being said, he's got to bring his end of what he's got to bring. That's the work and the performance. So, hey, man, the IWC, you know, wants things their way, or they have their favorites, or the people that are always not given enough attention, like a Cesaro guy before he went down with his injury. After, you know, Tyson Kidd had to ride off because he had to get his neck repaired. Those two guys were doing great, but then Cesaro was kind of lost in the wayside, and everybody wants him to get a push because he's earned it. So, man, after all my years in the business, and, you know, the business has changed a little bit, I just like to watch it and see it for what it is and try to appreciate the fact that these guys are better athletes than we were, and they're putting together more athletic sequences, and just kind of enjoy the ride. Because because I was in the business for 15 years, if I sit there and try to break down everything that they do, man, I'd have a headache because too many things would piss me off. So I just try to watch and enjoy it.
Well, you mentioned the IWC, and fans are more vocal than ever about WWE's product thanks to social media. And you've never been shy to give your thoughts on creative. And during your career, you would often challenge the process when something wasn't right for your character or the product. And I think we always respected that. And do you think more wrestlers need to question and challenge WWE's creative process today?
Well, yeah, absolutely. But you've got to develop that relationship first. You can't just go in there and say, hey, I want this, because you're going to get a door slammed in your face. And it's like I talked to Big Show the other night on the podcast. You got to develop a relationship with Vince. You got to develop a relationship with Triple H. You've got to develop a relationship just with the company in general, and they've got to get a chance to know you. And all of a sudden, hey, once you've gotten in there, they see, you know, that you're bringing ideas to the storyline for your character, or ways for you to get over. You know, they're very receptive. You know, as long as you do it in the right process and go through the right protocol, I think they would welcome stuff like that. And it's okay to ask questions and question where they're going with your character, because they've invested in you, but you're invested in your career because this is what you chose to do. So there's a way to do it, and everybody should do it. It's all how you do it. Triple H tells a funny story about how many times, you know, I would show up in a Monday Night Raw and they say, hey, Steve, this is what we're doing. And I said, and I was an asshole. I said, no, we're not. And they said, well, do you got a better idea? And I said, nope. And I'd walk off. And so people actually thought that Triple H was talking trash about me and he was running me down. He wasn't. That was the truth. If I didn't like something, I'd tell you, nope, I ain't doing it, because I could, and because I was protecting my gimmick and my character. And, you know, Vince did understand that. And so, man, we were always cool. But, you know, because I could do that, I wasn't trying to be a prick. But I wasn't going to sit there and book for him. I'd ship. My whole thing was, if you hand me a steak, it's a badass steak, I'm better at putting salt and pepper on it than making the whole damn steak. I'm going to define details to make something better, like an angle. But if they pitch something to me, dude, I'd straight up tell you, go F yourself, I ain't doing it. And so that's just the way I was, and that's the way I was wired. But these days, man, because there's only really one major company to work for, you know, I do feel like some of the guys are walking on eggshells.
What are your thoughts on that, guys?
They are. They absolutely are. I mean, it's at the end of the day, there's so many continuity errors and things like that where these guys should be speaking up and they're not, because Vince says, you know, on one side of his mouth, Vince says, you know, guys need to grab the brass ring and need to do more for themselves and stand out and kind of request things and all this. And the other side, he goes, you know, don't piss off the boss, don't go against the company. So it's like, well, which one do you want? Do you want guys to speak up and do more for themselves?
And don't touch him.
Yeah, you beat me to it, because I was about to say, look at Titus. Titus apparently thought that he was at that level where he was close enough and cool with Vince McMahon that he could have, like, grabbed him and did the whole thing where he was like, hey, Vince, ladies first. And he was like, hey, Titus, no WrestleMania.
Yeah, who the hell wants to grab that brass ring, right? You get some people have the reaction when they touch that ring like the Lord of the Rings ring, you know, where it's like, like, fuck wants to touch that? Screw you. Keep your brass ring. I'll keep my sanity.
I'll go back to the second screen. Fuck that.
I'm not going
to
be your next golem.
I don't know. There's some part of it that I kind of agree with and I don't disagree with. He's right saying
if they're going to put the belt on you or if they're going to push you. It's not like you're going to say no. The only thing is, generally speaking, when they do push people, I would say a huge chunk of them actually go with it and improve. Whereas with Roman, there is some improvement, but it's just very slow. Well, and I don't think it's significant enough as it should be.
Well, he said two things that stand out in this. And I mean, Stone Cold's usually a straight shooter. He said, number one, he feels that Roman Reigns will be fine. And the other thing being that it's WrestleMania and that he's sure Vince has some crazy shit plan, which obviously these are all understatements. We would all figure this out, but it just reinforces the fact that it would be weird for them to go into this weekend and then just have a shitty main event, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, Triple H is in it. Then it's not going to be a shitty main event.
I was about to say cough, cough, NXT, cough, cough.
The only thing I could think of if they're really, if they're seriously going to make that poor dude win the title and go off the air like that, which would be one of the darkest days in history. If they're really going to do that, at least I hope they get cold feet, which I've been saying for a couple of days now. And at the last minute, they need to swap the co-main event and the main event. They should not have. It's bad enough that it's Roman Reigns, but you're going to have Roman Reigns follow McMahon versus Undertaker. And that's just Shane McMahon versus Undertaker. Let's not forget that if they're going to be following Shane McMahon versus Undertaker and people basically taking in whatever the aftermath of that match is, whether it's the career of the Undertaker being over, whether it's, Shane being gone forever, whether there's a run-in or something we're not thinking of or something else, whatever, something, the landscape is going to change of the company.
Your crowd's going to be hot.
And then we're going to go from that to
a win situation. They can't win.
No, they are in a win situation because
you have Roman ending winning, or you have Taker Shane. Where, to be honest, I mean, I don't see any good outcome out of that.
Taker Shane, because it ends it with a holy shit. No matter what happens, holy shit, the Undertaker's career is over. Holy shit, Shane is finished. Holy shit, there was a swerve. Something's going to happen in that angle. The McMahons are involved, so something's going to happen. You end TV on that. Roman Reigns coming out. Can you imagine? First of all, no matter what happens, half of the fans aren't going to agree with it. And then the very next thing they're going to hear is, Dang it. Like, if it's the Undertaker's career that just ended, just assuming, I'm not saying that it is, but if it's the Undertaker's career that just ended and everyone's shocked again with those faces that they have on, do you remember afterwards, next time the Divas came out when the Undertaker lost the streak, the very next thing is, you can let
the fucking silence.
You know, whatever the hell it was. And it was just kind of like, no one gave a shit about that match. I don't even remember who was in that match because of what happened. So I think it would be a really bad idea, assuming it goes this way, an Undertaker standing in the middle of the ring, everyone's applauding, they give him his last music and shit, puts his fist up and then, damn it. It would not look fucking good, man. And if it goes the other way and Shane's leaving forever or there's some stuff, no matter what they do, those guys should not have to follow that. And they've had no problem.
Triple H always says the world title needs to be the last match.
Oh yeah, tell him that during the fucking CM Punk era. CM Punk, he was never the last match. In 13 months of having the title, there was a point where he was always the co-main event.
We're talking about Mania.
No, I'm sorry, but they've done this before. They had no problem bumping the main event down. Now suddenly there's a big issue with it.
Well, listen, Punk should have made sure he was in the main event. If he was champion, he could have opened his mouth and lobbied to make sure he was in that last match. If it was that important to him.
What happens if Vince switches things on you in the last minute? Like, hey, Punk, you're going on now. And he was like, but I'm the champion. And he was like, yeah, well, there's been changes. We got this big plan that's going to precede your title run or your title defense.
Yeah, I'm sure Punk was very vocal. The thing is, I just think this is the wrong night, given the circumstances and given that they know that the crowd has an affinity to boo Roman Reigns. It's the worst night to have something crazy happen or a career end and then bring out Roman Reigns. That's like, it's bad enough that people don't like him. You're not doing the guy any favor booking him like that. This is the kind of shit that's the reason why people boo him.
You need a happy ending to Mania.
Why?
So what's the happy ending there? Roman Reigns wins?
You could have Roman do a heel turn. Have the Bullet Club come out. Something needs to trump that co-main event.
That is the historical fact, that there's only been one Mania in kind of our recent history where there was a heel going over.
Austin over The Rock.
Yeah.
No, it was Triple H. But the whole point is you want people leaving feeling good about themselves and not being pissed off that they spent that much money.
And you think that they're going to feel good about themselves if Roman Reigns goes over?
Well, the majority of them are going to be hammered anyway.
What?
They're going to be pissed regardless.
You're breaking up a little bit.
They're going to be pissed regardless.
But listen, you're saying the majority of them are going to be hammered anyway. Well, if the WWE is going to go through with it with the card and the current structure and just have Roman Reigns go over clean, they better be passing out free alcohol.
What would you rather have?
Well, I'm hoping that Austin does a massive, like, 100,000 beer bash.
What would you rather have? Would you rather have a great match that Roman Reigns wins at the end of it, or a terrible match that Roman Reigns loses?
I would rather... I'm completely disconnected from that. As much as I like Triple H, I'm completely disconnected from that. I would like them to just move it down the card and put the Undertaker Shane thing at the top. That's all.
Honestly, I can bet pretty hard.
Not about who wins or loses, because you don't have to like Roman Reigns. You just have to hold.
They should just put the women's triple threat as the last one.
Yeah, that'll do great. That'll put butts in seats.
Yeah.
You need to hope that the match is worth watching.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure it's going to wind up being Shane and Taker last. I've been pretty sure of this for a while now. There's no way they're going to put Reigns out there. If Reigns is going to win clean, if there's not going to be any big schmoz, or if Reigns ain't going to turn heel, they're not going to put Reigns out there last. I think it's going to wind, because they know the crowd. Triple H knows the crowd. He knows what it's going to be like. I'm pretty sure if Reigns is going to win clean, they go on second or third to last. And it winds up being the main event is Shane and Taker. And I think even if Shane does win, Taker's still not going to retire, because Shane can win and say, I'm in control now. Taker, you're sticking around. So either way,
it depends. The fans will be happy. I agree with you. I think it depends on what angle is going to be first done at Raw tomorrow. So if they're going with the authority Vince Shane storyline for tomorrow as an opener, then that will more than likely will be the last match.
I don't know if they've ever booked the last match based on what the first opener is. That's not
But you just have to think what's going to be the biggest angle coming out of it. Is it going to be the Taker Shane match, or is it going to be Triple H and Roman?
But they've also been known to save the biggest angle that's going on at the end of Mania for the end of Raw.
Well, you can do both. You can have Shane out there twice.
Yeah, they'll open and close it. Pretty much.
I think Shane taking the company over and changing the entire direction and doing this whole potential brand split or potential authority split or whatever they're going to do, I think that supersedes the championship. Exactly. And especially considering the crowd is going to hate Reigns, I think it makes more sense to end on a happy note with Shane winning and the whole – because you know for a fact in the Shane-Taker match, there's going to be a huge schmoz. There's going to be run-ins and dives and all kind of craziness.
And that should
I think that's going to go on last.
Yeah, so what do you think of this, Jason, as far as for booking it? It would be Roman Reigns, Triple H, the Triple Threat Divas, and then the main event being Shane and Undertaker.
No, because you don't want to have the Divas in the fucking dead spot. You want to push the Divas seriously. So I think you do Triple H Reigns.
But you're supposed
might have
to have
the tag match in there. You might have the Total Divas match.
Yeah, because you're supposed to give them a cool down. You know, those are the two biggest angles. You're supposed to generally put a cool down between two things. That's the reason why in a lot of the Elimination Chambers and Money in the Banks, they will put one at the beginning and end of the entire card, because you don't want to go straight from your biggest thing to your next biggest thing. So I know sometimes they like to sandwich.
Yeah, so you put Team Bad and Blonde versus Team Total Divas.
No,
that's
not get crazy though. That can't be on the
Callisto and Ryback.
If you're running late,
put on a musical performance.
They might do that.
But they don't have as far as I'm aware, they don't have a musical performance. They've got a group singing the national anthem.
I thought Flo Rida was supposed to be there.
No, they've got a girl group singing the national anthem. There is no musical performance as far as I know.
They always have performances. Anyone in the chat or anyone on the call?
It's supposed to be rumored. Snoop is going to be doing a performance. It's rumored for Sasha, but there's no
going to be a performance. I guarantee a performance. They're not going to have WrestleMania not have a performance.
Haven't confirmed one, is what I'm saying.
They don't
They've
have
got
to
a
confirm
group at the
one.
Beginning.
It's their company. Believe me, they don't have to confirm one. Trust me.
Yeah,
they're plugging. Usually they plug the theme. Like last year, you had the idiots that sang last year's theme. They usually do that every year.
Well, like I said.
That's what I'm saying. They might do it, but
I'm sure they'll do something. They wouldn't. They would absolutely have to, especially for a long show. When you're running things, you don't really have to like basically build it up or announce a performance. Just like I don't have to announce this Hulkster flow.
I got a flow.
You got a what?
I got a flow. I got a flow.
Did
you got
see
flow.
That
so let it go.
Did not either.
Yeah, I knew I was gonna get you with that. Knew I was gonna get you with that. So yeah. What do you guys think of the rumors that Hogan's going to do a run? And that's been going all over the internet. I'm seeing all over Twitter.
Oh, whatever.
You know, walk
I doubt that. No.
A walk in.
A dick dragon.
Well,
apparently do a run in.
With his 10-inch.
Well, they started acknowledging him again, right? Like, they acknowledged him on the Edge and Christian show, right? Like, they acknowledged the lawsuit.
But, I mean, come on. We've seen those guys break the barriers before when they did the whole thing with, with Tammy Stitch.
TNA. Yeah, it is a canon.
TNA, yeah.
Yeah, but now that he's basically won, there is a good possibility that they're willing to let things go. It wouldn't be the biggest surprise for Hogan to actually show up, man.
Well, that's what they said, didn't they? They were being really PC about it, and Triple H said he just needs to clean up his public image. So they didn't necessarily mention anything else, but it was kind of like, oh, you know, when things are a lot better, he's welcome back.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Yeah, and yeah. Jeez,
I just feel that they're going to waste all these guys. Like it's going to be like Rock, Austin, Cena, Hogan. They're all going to be all be in one segment together, like Shawn Michaels. They're going to put them all together in the ring or something.
Like they did when they had Hogan, Austin, and Rock open up Mania. Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, he forgot where he was.
Or they'll do another expert panel. To be honest, if I never see Hogan again, I'll be fine.
I don't know.
I agree with three, yes.
Yeah.
I see Hogan coming back, just not tonight. It's too soon for them to bring him back.
I hope it's not tonight. Shh.
Yeah.
If it was me, I would just take all these legends and put them in different segments with younger talent. Like, I would have Austin endorse Dean Ambrose backstage. And I would have, like, Shawn Michaels talk to, like, I don't know, Seth Rollins or somebody. I would have all these legends come on.
And give them their Hall of Fame rings, and then they get the power to go fight matches, kind of like TNA did with Abyss.
It's not Abyss. No, it's not fucking Abyss. I'm saying,
Hogan comes up to Ambrose, and he's like, here's what you're going to do, brother. You got a match with Brock, and you need the power of the Hulkamaniac, so I'm going to lend you my Hall of Fame ring.
You remember when he did that to Abyss? The other day, I forget which one of you guys I was screen sharing on Skype with, and Abyss came out, and you were like, who's that guy that looks like Kane and Mankind? I was like, I didn't know who it was at first.
That was me.
That was you?
That was me.
That was amazing.
Well, that was in King Karing.
Yeah, King Karing or whatever the hell. Yeah, we were watching, like, don't ask why we were randomly going through Ring Rock, whatever. Clips.
Ring Hacking.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, that thing. We were going through clips of that, and, like, Abyss was in the background, and she was like, who's that dude who looks like Kane and Mankind? I was like, who? And I'm looking around, I was like, I don't see anyone. Like, you're seeing the same screen?
We didn't look at cheap knockoff.
We've heard the comparison for years, that now we're used to it.
I didn't even think of Kane and Mankind. I couldn't wrap my brain, or I thought you were having a fucking hallucination, because I'm like, but I don't know, everybody out here?
He's not wearing the old... You didn't see him when he had the mask that looked more like, Kane's old mask.
No, I've seen him, but it's just...
He's wearing, like, that goblin face-looking mask now.
Yeah, but
he was wearing, like, the original Mankind leather face.
How old was this, then?
Well, this was Ring... It was that thing.
Ring Kaking.
was he wearing the new mask or the old one? Because he's gone through about three different mask changes. There was one where it covered his mouth back when he didn't speak.
No, it literally looked like the original Mankind, like the first mask with the ball patch on the side.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, I just didn't know what you were talking about when you mentioned it. It was just like Kane and Mankind. I was like,
I've surfed the internet enough to hear, like, other people make that comparison.
I don't like that
comparison.
That was actually
one of the dream matches where they wanted Kane to fight Abyss.
I've never heard it before, but I don't like that comparison. I really like Abyss, man. Don't like, not that nothing against Kane or Mankind, but it's like, he's not a knockoff of anything. He doesn't really remind me of those guys in the way that he's booked and the character he portrays.
The whole thing was like, he's tall like Kane, but he wrestles hardcore like Mankind. That's where people made the comparison when they would see him wrestle.
I guess I see it now.
Just looked at him and made that comparison.
Yeah. Yeah. I see it now, I guess. Like, I didn't see it before. It's like when we're talking about movies on here and you guys mentioned something else the person was in. And I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, now I see it. It was one of those where, like, I guess now I do permanently see the Mankind part of it, definitely. But a little bit more on the Hogan thing. A few weeks ago, I believe TMZ caught up with him.
I mean, dude, honestly, as a fan of you, I've been with you since day one. I'm just glad it's all over.
I was you in Halloween 1991.
Oh, man, let's take it. Let's do it.
Dude, congratulations, brother. How you feeling?
Tired.
Tired?
Get up at 5 a.m.
You feeling good, though?
Right there?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
So what's the next step now? Just kind of...
I don't know, man. We're going to meet some friends tomorrow.
Good for you.
Yeah,
yeah. So are you nervous about the appeal or not?
Always go. No, brother. No, never nervous about anything.
I got you.
Only good happens in my life, brother.
Yeah, what do you got? School for basketball team. School for basketball.
Here's what I'm going to do. I can't eat any candy.
I got you,
Hogan. Help them kids. We're good.
I got you, Hogan.
Five.
Nice. 50 bucks.
I don't need no candy.
Dude, that's insane.
Hey, I could have pulled out a one. It could have been 100. It could have been a 20, but we got 5-0.
I'm a Hulkamaniac. I'm going to see Hulk. Are we going to see you back in the WWE soon?
Oh, I hope so. That'd be awesome. I'd love to punch that Vince in the face. I'd love to hit Vince McMahon right in the nose.
I love you, buddy. Dude, I love you, Hulk. I'm so happy for you, brother.
Brother.
Oh, brother.
That's harsh. You gave him old brother. You can't put an O in front of his brother.
I just did.
I wouldn't mind seeing him, though. I mean, they need all the star power that they could get. I don't want to spend too much more time on Hulkster Flo. But I think that at this point...
It doesn't matter at this point because they've already sort of advertised the guys that are going to be there. And they've already got their seats sold anyway. So I don't think any extra celebrities would matter at this point, right?
Right, but last time when that time you guys were talking about with Hogan and all of them, I don't believe The Rock was supposed to be there. And they
but I mean, I'm just saying that they're doing a lot of these celebrity things because they want to do 100,000 seats, and they've already sold the tickets already, so it's not going to – no one's buying tickets today.
Is it sold out already? Like, for sure?
That I don't know.
Yeah, someone get us confirmation on if it's sold out. We don't have any of this shit in front of us, but get us on confirmation if it's sold out, and also, is there going to be a live performance? Because I couldn't imagine them not having a live performance for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I could have sworn somebody said that Flo Rida was going to perform that stupid song. So,
not that I'm complaining, but
that's the last thing we need.
Or is it music as big show as
Flex to call it LL Cool J?
Yeah, you know they look alike. They have the same thing, and they both sing the same songs, right? No.
No.
Oh, fuck off!
They all look the same to me.
It is.
They all.
So Flo Rida is singing tonight.
That will be a piss break.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
why does Vince only use Flo Rida? Like, does Vince only know one artist? Like, why do they always use Flo Rida and it's always the same shitty songs?
He's the Limp Bizkit of this generation's WWE.
I literally feel like they've used this song about four times already.
Yeah, I've already heard
this. This is my house.
You know what I love? I love how people hate Flo Rida. It goes to show a lot of the old school mentality, but they not once have I ever heard somebody complain about the amount of times we've had to hear Naughty by Nature, thanks to Shane McMahon. Not once.
But that is an epic song.
Like,
oh yeah, you gotta have that a ringtone for somebody. You know,
you guys are all, are all clearly down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you know me.
Terrible, terrible. Jason didn't participate in that, did he?
So, guys, we have Fifth Harmony singing America the Beautiful and then Flo Rida singing My House.
You see, I knew they weren't going to not have a shitty performance. They have to.
Yeah. Like
it's tradition.
It's mania tradition.
It's mania tradition. And honestly,
at this point, I'd much rather have Jillian Hall sing than Flo Rida.
Yeah, and they never sound as good as in the drop that they make us hear throughout the entire season at the live because of the arena and where they are. It always just sounds shitty anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I heard Snoop is going to be doing. Snoop is meant to be doing Sasha's options.
You said Jillian Hall. I don't know. My head just blocked that out and heard Lillian Garcia.
No, she can actually sing.
She can sing her ass off.
Yeah, she can sing her ass off. She just can't talk.
She's actually a professional singer.
She has a CD out and everything.
Singing, that's what she mastered. It's
winning tag team.
Yeah. It's the walking and talking that we got to work on with Lillian.
Oh, Lillian.
Hey, having a CD out really doesn't mean anything. I mean, Mickey James has got a CD out, so.
Oh, I love how that was the standard. Like, Mickey James.
I like Mickey James.
You threw it like...
Hardcore country.
she just got thrown right under the bus for no reason. It's like, it's not anyone can have a CD.
Train?
Mickey James has
one. Oh,
the
train.
Yeah.
James Hashtag Stone. Roast beef.
Yeah, James Stone throwing her in front of the train.
Oh, come on. You know it's tradition. It's tradition in the UK that we have roast dinner every Sunday, so you just ruined it.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, karma's a bitch, James Storm. Cool. Karma is a bitch, James Storm, because he threw her in front of the train, and now you got thrown in front of the bus. Right. Oh, wow.
Yep.
You could have been at WrestleMania. Could have done a
sorry
beer
about
money.
Your damn luck.
How great would that have been if the next team to fight against American Alpha would have been Beer Money? Bobby Roode and James Storm back together? Holy shit. We have AJ Styles, too. You could almost do Fortune again. Do a Fortune Bullet Club. Fortune Club.
Is anybody expecting anything good from either like Usos, Dudleys, or Ryback, Kalisto, or the Divas? Like, are you guys excited for those at all in any way?
Let's run the card because I know
Kalisto's gonna put on a good match.
Yeah. Let's run the card because I know you wanted to run through the card, Jason. So, I don't know if this is the proper order. I have it in here, but we have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. What are your thoughts on this Battle Royal? I hear rumors that Cesaro might be returning.
Cesaro might be returning, but Cesaro won the first one, so that's
he was at Access today.
He was at Access.
Yes, and he looked like he was in great shape.
Is he as hot in real life as he is on TV?
Cesaro.
The whole being short. No. From the whole being short and being really far away, I couldn't tell. But when we were standing in line for to see Darren Young, he kind of passed by us, and I was like, holy shit, that was fucking Cesaro.
That's awesome. That happened to me with Tyra or Victoria in WWE New York. That whatever the fuck that thing, the bar, whatever that was. Like, yeah. I walked past her too, and I was like, oh shit, that was Victoria. They're so big, right? Like, what the hell? They're like giant action figures.
As I said, like, when I was at work and I saw, like, a midget, and I was like, that guy's really big for a midget. Like, he's, like, jacked for a midget. And I followed him, and I was like, holy fuck, that's Hornswoggle. And then I turned back, and on the McDonald's line was, like, Matt Hardy with Kofi and a couple other guys.
Ian McDonald, just like regular folk.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy, of course he was.
Got a mouthful of something to say? Let the guys know. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. TalkBrunch.com.
I just brought up the people in the Battle Royal because obviously I've had a few days off. I just want to see if they've updated it. And this looks pathetic.
It's a pathetic Battle Royal. It's like, who could possibly...
Yeah.
The only thing I could see is like they just give it to Kane.
It's going to give it... they're going to give it to Kane. I mean,
Big Show won it last year. Cesaro won it the year before that.
I think it's going to be someone that hasn't been announced yet because we have four spots open. I think Baron Corbin's going to win it or Cesaro.
Oh.
Well, they have 15 people in it right now.
Yeah, not Baron Corbin.
No, but I'm saying that there's four or five spots that are open still that haven't been announced yet, so it's going to be a surprise to win, I think.
Yeah.
I think Cesaro comes back and wins, or one of the NXT guys, like a Corbin, could win it. And I think Corbin's a better option than Big Show or Kane.
I don't want Cesaro to win it again, though.
Yeah, I decide I'm keeping an open mind about Baron Corbin, but that's NXT Baron Corbin. Like, all gloves come off if they do a swap like that. Like, I can't.
Yeah, but
in all fairness, what is the point? Because nothing happens. Nothing ever happens with the winner. So
Kane's the best option. Kane's clean.
Yeah, as I said, Kane. That's my.
I want Kane to be.
I'm taking Cesaro. I got Cesaro.
No, see, because Kane's gonna retire soon. I'm thinking of people that I want to be considered. Like, if they were ever to go back and show like a list of people that were part of the Andre the Giant, winners, something that has his name in it, I would want a lot of those big guys like Big Show and Kane to have it for sure.
Yeah, didn't Reigns already steal his thing for the most eliminations?
Yeah. He sure did.
Yeah. Well,
hasn't he got most appearances though? I think he still has that one.
Give it time. Roman Reigns
takes
everything.
I believe he does. Yeah.
Give it. Give it time.
But anyway, I'm actually mildly intrigued in this match just because of the fact that we don't know who some of the other entrants are. I think those last four entrants could be very, very exciting. So I think
could
that
be
this
Titus O'Neil. Imagine Titus O'Neil.
No, they decided to take Titus O'Neil's pay and just like divide it against that shitty Divas match.
That's so bad, man. That's so bad. That's what you think that they did? Like, haha, we were waiting for one of you ninjas to fuck up so that we could take your money away.
Yep.
You make them such an evil corporate company. Like, this whole thing, like, was elaborately...
No grape soda and chicken for you this year, Titus.
Like, Vince grape is just... soda and chicken. Vince is just that mean. I love how a portrayal of him is so exaggerated. Like, he's just such a douche. Like, remember we were talking about...
No, I think it's legit.
Remember we were talking about the Ziggler push? Like, you know, Ziggler, we really have to stop letting him flounder about like that. You're talking about that Spirit Squad guy? He still wants to push?
Hang on. Is Ziggler in the IC match?
Yeah, because he tweeted a picture of his entrance gear.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts as far as the Battle Royale? You still think everyone thinks it's a secret entrant? I think Kane. I'm going with Kane.
I'm going with Kane. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Kane.
I'm going to go with Kane.
Yeah. I'm going either Cesaro or somebody from NXT.
Okay. Okay. That's fair enough. I would do that. I would do that if they had some sort of idea of who it was, but I don't know. They're not good at confirming a damn thing, sometimes intentionally. So next we have the Usos against the Dudleys in a non-table match, or is it a table match? Because I know the Dudleys said we'll never use tables again.
I think it's non-table.
I thought it was a table match.
It's a table match against the non-table Dudleys. It doesn't matter. I'm sure tables are going to come into it. There's no way. The whole angle is going to be about tables. So who do you guys think is going to go over in this?
I don't care.
Usos.
I
don't give a rat's tail. It'll probably be the Usos.
I think it'll be a good match. The Usos don't put on bad matches, and the Dudleys have slowed down a little bit, but they're good to watch.
The Dudleys are there to put guys over, so I figure the Usos win here.
Usos.
It's not that they need to put the Usos over. I'm going to go for the Dudleys.
I'm going to say the Dudleys also.
All right. Fair enough.
It's split. It's split. Very nice.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to say the Usos. So, we'll see. Not that I really care either, though.
Yeah, nobody cares.
It should be a good match, though, even though the program's shitty. It's probably be a good match.
Yeah. All right, well, next we have the U.S. title match, Ryback versus Kalisto. You ready for your Ryback U.S. championship run?
Yeah.
Clearly.
No, I pray it's Kalisto.
No, it's not going to be. I'm kidding. I don't think that they would give it to Ryback.
Honestly, I'm thinking they're going to, just because he's like, you know, they've been using a lot of single stuff with him recently, kind of turned heel. I'm really afraid because Sin Cara's back now, so they can put Kalisto back with Sin Cara. I'd much rather Kalisto win here. I'm going to pick him just because I want him to win, because I do like Kalisto a lot. But I fear they're going to go right back here.
I hope not. I absolutely hope not.
Here's another match I couldn't care about.
I didn't care about it until now. Now that Jason has me nervous, because it didn't even occur to me. I just looked at it as a reason.
I mean, no, I see it going as Ryback loses and just continue to be an angry monster heel.
Yeah, for sure. Like, this is Kalisto's time, man.
So lackluster.
Kalisto's?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's been better than Finn Balor's run as NXT champion.
It's been better than most U.S. title runs. I've really liked
Kalisto's.
But I think the problem with Finn is, apart from Joe, there's no one up stepping up.
Well, that's the problem there. It has nothing to do with Finn Balor's performance, but the Kalisto thing has just been, it's been okay with me, and I think he's been doing some great matches. I don't want to see Ryback with the U.S. title. Again, how many times is this guy going to win a mid-card title?
No,
man?
I think he burnt out too quickly.
There's no way they could put a mid-card title on him again. What the fuck would they do then? Him just walk around with a title again?
Yeah, because the belt means nothing anymore. You know, after Cena lost the belt, it was over.
No, listen, Ryback, as much as I like him and I thought he was marketable and everything, they clearly aren't pushing the guy right. If I see that motherfucker with a WWE title belt, it better be made out of chocolate.
Feed him more.
Yeah, feed him s'mores.
I like the guy, don't get me wrong, but we've tried this way too many times too frequently. It's not happening now. There's no way.
It's because his last, I think, the IC win was just really fluky.
It was, but don't do it.
It was a horrible reign too.
Wasn't that the one where Mark Henry got kicked out of his pod quicker, right? Like, and Ziggler was just going around calling the match oddly.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
that was a bad match too.
No shit, right?
I think that was the table for three when it was him, yeah. Ziggler, and Brian, and they were talking about how it would be match of the year, and then it was like on Botchamania, like number one or number two is the worst match.
Yeah, and also Ryback, a lot like Goldberg, Ryback hurts people, and he's not safe, and he's botchy. I like the guy, and I think he has a great gimmick, and he's very marketable. The Feed Me More, the shirts that he's not wearing anymore, which he needs to fix that, the singlets, because this whole thing looks ridiculous. But if they market him the way he was doing...
He looks fine.
Oh, please, that's just see like those...
Oh, it looks stupid.
I like the Ryberg look.
There's going to be a lot of that later. I'll know that for damn sure.
Yeah, I don't need to see him in his Dwayne Gill attire. Screw that.
He just needs the sparklers and he's all set.
Yeah, the sparklers and the job squad, right? That's all he needs to make it official. No, I don't want to see that anymore. There's no way that he should have that title when someone like Kalisto's in the company. And I mean that. I couldn't hear you. Gen Axis is taking you away. It's fine. Next on the card we had, that's right.
We're driving now, so.
Oh, that's what it is. You guys are heading away. So, yeah, we have Natty. You know the card. The Team Bella versus Team whatever you want to call them.
Bad and Blonde versus Total Divas.
Bland and Blonde versus Bland and Boring, whatever.
I'm going to say my bladder wins this one because that's when I'm going to take my bathroom break.
I'm going to be stuffing my face with some bullshit in the fridge.
Harsh, harsh. No one cares, huh?
I'm gonna watch it just to see how bad Eva Marie gets booed.
I'm sure will.
I hate this.
If I'm gonna seriously call it, I'm gonna say Eva goes over.
Wow.
She already has the heel heat. Why? What bigger stage than to have her go over and become an even bigger heel?
So, imagine if everything that we're asking for comes true. We're sort of building a disaster here. So, imagine if that's the card that comes on before the Roman Reigns match, like Eva Marie and then...
Oh, good Lord.
Good God.
Shoot, I would have to have a beer.
Really, right? Listen,
I
don't
care. I think Team Total Divas actually gets the win here, just because they're like part of the E-show. I think they win.
The Total Divas win. Fine. Moving along, we have...
I can't wait for Eva to win that match. I'm going to blow up Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to be live tweeting tonight until I pass out, so I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to see what you're talking about on Twitter. I'm going to keep my Twitter feed open. Because
do it.
I'll be
fat-shaming Chris Jericho like no one's business.
Yeah, you have to hear Pri on Twitter, guys. Pri got into a fight with the Hurricane the other day, and...
I feel like I'm the only one. Like, I gotta find a wrestler to become my nemesis on Twitter with now.
I don't recommend it. This is something I'm promoting here. But it just seems to be a popular thing that's going around. So
with Talk Brunch in general.
With Talk Brunch, getting into Twitter arguments, you know, kind of crazy.
Exactly. Did you have beef with fucking, what's his name? Steroid Boy from TNA?
I already forgot his name.
Rob Terry.
Rob Terry, right, because of that thread where I didn't like Batman v Superman, which we will be talking about tomorrow, Monday's episode. Yeah, that thing, that whole situation. Let's not get into it. We're going to save that conversation. But yeah, there was some Rob Terry heat, apparently. I can't dislike movies. Sheesh.
Literally, we are the baby faces.
If you say so. But yeah, if you're not following us on Twitter, you absolutely should. I'm glad you guys brought that up because we never plugged the damn thing enough. But holy crap that I see you guys.
Posted this week, damn it.
Sometimes I just sit back and watch. I don't even really get involved because I see so much crazy shit going on there. It's becoming my new favorite Facebook. Ah, see what I did there?
Nice.
So handicap match. Sheamus, Rusev, Barrett, and Del Rio against Big E, Kofi, and Xavier Woods.
Well, this is going to be where they're saying The Rock's going to pop in and be the fourth man.
Court Bauer is the one who said The Rock's going to pop in.
I think it's going to be a new day for The Rock. I think he's going to get down with some bootios and help those guys out because they're a man short on that deal. And I think that's a cool way to give New Day a rub. I might be wrong, and he might run in during the Hell in a Cell and help sway the future of WWE, or he might help his relative, his distant cousin Roman Reigns, and maybe balance the odds if Hunter needs help, and then Rock comes out to balance that equation. He could go there too. But I've heard some whispers of maybe something with New Day, but again, I don't know.
The thing for me, though, is the New Day are over. They don't need a Rock.
There's that, and then there's the last time Rock showed up, he was pretty much trying to, like, play him, so it was just like, yeah. Nah.
I'm sticking with my wild prediction, which is the only wild prediction I make. I'm not saying it's going to come true, I'm just saying it will be intriguing.
Again?
No. When I go back to Hogan, it would be intriguing going back to when Roman Reigns first won the title and The Rock came in the ring and held his hand up and he looked at the crowd confused, like when he gestured to Roman Reigns, like, no, you guys don't like him? Samoan? No? That whole thing. Well, it was like, I would like them to do something similar to that where, The Rock comes out, assuming Roman Reigns wins, The Rock comes out, same thing, holds his hand up, the crowd boos naturally, The Rock does the whole, no, you don't like him? And puts the confused, and then turns around and Rock bottoms him. But, like, not a playful, haha, like he was doing with Cena. Because Cena was a lot of, like, playful bullshit. Like, a serious rock bottom. No people's elbow afterwards. No other shit. Just ending on that note. Playing the signature on the bottom and fade out. And then they can do, like, a program between him and his cousin who could probably help get him over, at least from working with him, you know, and teaching him.
I don't see how that's going to work.
Sometimes working with someone better than you, someone the caliber of someone like The Rock and the back and forth does help elevate a superstar. I'm not for this. I'm just saying that if they're going into Rome, they seem to be 100% committed to this Roman Reigns thing. It doesn't seem to be slowing down. If they're really going to have him leave and walk out with the championship and they don't want boos and it's going to really be the last match, The Rock rock bottoming of him and then like we getting that entrance and then the whole thing fading to black would be a cool way. And then The Rock could fight him at SummerSlam. They don't even have to do a program where The Rock's always there. He shows up on the Tron, says a few words every now and then, and Roman Reigns in the meantime can have a feud with another mid-carder that's like a transitional feud leading into that one. You know the formula. We've been down this route before. And I'm just saying if, because people are talking about needing to turn Roman Reigns heel, there's no logical way to do that in a match against the Authority. So it would have to be one of those tweener scenarios where with Cena and Rock, where it was like the crowd basically decided for themselves who was the babyface and who was the heel. And it's not ideal. I'm not saying this is what I want or wish for, but I'm just saying that based on what they've laid out, this is the only thing I could think of that would make anything that they're going for work out. What do you guys
think? My whole thing in this is I don't see how that's going to get him over at all. The Rock's already over. If he was to do that, there would be nothing in the world that would make me cheer Roman Reigns.
Well, people felt that way when The Rock rock bottom Cena at WrestleMania 27.
Yeah, but Cena's completely different.
He is. I'm not going to act like Roman Reigns is John Cena. He's not going to, it won't be as even. But either way, it's not going to be as even. No matter what we do, it's not going to be even. Whether it's The Rock.
I mean, look, my whole issue with Roman is just, to me, it just seems like he is just there at the moment. So he's just a guy that has fallen into that spot because he has the looks or whatever it is. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are good things about him, but it doesn't seem like he gives enough of a shit. Saying things like, I'm only doing it to get rich, just really riles me up when there's so many other people that could be in that position. So putting him against a Rock, I think, is going to do nothing to get him over. They've already tried that with Brian. They tried that with Brock. They've tried that with... They've stuck him with Ambrose. There's a good chance that you're right, but
I'm just saying, assuming that they're as convinced about this whole Roman Reigns thing as they appear to be to me, and they're not going to stop it.
Are they though, or is that Vince just being stubborn?
They seem committed. Most of the signatures of the shows end with his Superman punch leading into either the SmackDown or Raw credit or whatever. Like this guy is like they're sold on the guy, man. He's in the main event of WrestleMania.
I'll say two things.
There's been really disastrous WrestleMania and like main shows.
But do you see the stuff that we have to compare him to in order for this to like, we're trying to justify it. That's what makes this a problem. What were you going to say, Jason?
Justify that Roman Reigns.
Believe that.
We, We have like 8 minutes left in the show, so I just want to make sure we get through everything before we have to sign off. We have like 8 minutes left, but that was number one. Number two, if you're going to do Reigns against The Rock, I think it's a decent idea. I think you do it the other way around. You have Roman turn on The Rock. The Rock comes down. He raises Roman's hand. Hey, we're family. Roman's the champion. Yay, everyone's booing anyway. So then have Reigns spear the fuck out of The Rock, make him bleed, do whatever, punch him in the face, whatever. Have Roman turn on his cousin. Now you're going to boo Reigns anyway, so you might as well boo him for turning on The Rock. Now Reigns can be your vicious dominant heel and get booed the way he's going to get booed anyway, and now The Rock can be the face. So now the crowd's going for The Rock and against Reigns naturally, and it makes more sense because Roman can be the silent killer now. So if you're going to do that, don't have The Rock have one up on Reigns. Have Reigns destroy The Rock and turn heel that way.
I like it, but I just don't think they're giving up on the Roman Reigns babyface. They should give up on it. They should.
They
do
should give
saying.
Up on the babyface, and that actually works. It works in the fact that Rock can sell the injury from getting the spear out of nowhere. Because you know he's not going to show up on Raw the following night.
But it would just make no sense. Like, it would kind of be like, why did he do that? The Rock doing it would make a little bit more sense, where it's like, why did Roman Reigns do that? You would just finish
the... He can say The Rock came out and stole his thunder. You know, Reigns finally got his world title win, just like he finally got the Rumble win, and Rock came out and tried to steal the glory. He wanted all the cheers for himself.
You want to do the steal the glory thing? I guess we have to. You see what I mean, though? How we have to cherry pick, like, from three or four popular scenarios that have happened in wrestling before is the only way that everyone's not booing at the end of this. That's scary.
No, but honestly, I mean, Reigns can simply say, I'm sorry, Reigns can simply say that it winds up being, he can play the whole actual reality angle. He can come out and say, well, you know, you guys cheered The Rock, you guys told The Rock to die after all this, and now The Rock's, you know, popular in your eyes. I've been busting my ass with The Shield and after The Shield to do all I can to be anti-authority and do what you guys want, and you're still booing me. He can turn on the crowd. He can turn on The Rock and justify that by saying he's turning on the crowd because of how they've been to him, you know? He's done all he can for them, and they're booing him, you know, just because he's the chosen one. So they can actually use the reality angle here, too.
Well, I hope they do something that's not just... I mean, it would suck if The Rock... Ironically, we're talking about the New Day match, but it would suck if The Rock, instead of using that way, is just going to be in the New Day match against these guys. That doesn't make any sense. I don't think The Rock's going to hang out with the New Day and fight against... Or as the Von Erichs call them, the new gay guys. Let's not forget that.
I think Roman...
If you got anybody who watched the Hall of Fame, you know what I'm talking about.
Roman needs to get more comfortable, and it's easier to be a heel than to be a babyface.
You're right. It's easier to make somebody as a heel because you build their character, and then once everyone gets adjusted to them, you flip them. But we'll see. There's so many different possibilities. Anyway, as far as the New Day match, whether Rock's involved or not, I think that the New Day should go over here. I don't understand why they decided to take this off of being a non-title match. I mean, being a title match and making it a non-title match, because it should be, it's WrestleMania. The title should be on the line. It would be weird if they did it because they're just for some reason obsessed with the idea of the League of Nations going over at WrestleMania, but don't want New Day to lose the title. But that's the only scenario that would make any sense to me, where you would deliberately tell people that it's a non-title match. If I was booking a card, I would want everything to be a title match to bring as much suspense to the card as possible. Why announce that it's not going to be a title match?
They just wanted to get all four of the League of Nations guys plus all three New Day guys on the card. Instead of going 2-on-2, now you've got 7 guys in the match.
And then that just becomes another one of those kind of matches, which is not what they need.
Yeah, but you have to remember, it's like the first time that all four members of League of Nations are not injured. So they had to take advantage of it.
That, and isn't Barrett's last match supposed to be really soon, too?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, rumors say, right?
Yeah.
We got 4 minutes, guys. 4 minutes.
Okay, so moving along. We got the ladder match, Intercontinental Championship, which was Owen, Ziggler, Ryder, Starr. We talked about this a little bit. What are your predictions? Who do you see climbing up there and getting that IC title? I can't believe Sami Zayn. There's some good people in this that deserve their own match. What the hell? Like, why would Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn be in this clusterfuck?
No idea.
Two things to say here. Number one, it should be KO and Zayn one-on-one by themselves, obviously.
Completely.
Number two, KO Mania wins.
Yeah, I see
Kevin Owens retaining.
Kevin Owens.
Yep.
Okay, good. Triple threat match, Divas title, Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Charlotte. I've been saying since the day Charlotte won that the whole reason why Charlotte won was so that Sasha could take it at Mania. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Give this 15 minutes.
Yeah,
Sasha Banks wins.
Yeah, pretty much. We have the no holds barred street fight, Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. I'm going with Ambrose.
I'm going with Lesnar.
I mean, they F5 the dude 30 times and then he's going to lose too. You know what I mean? He gets F5 twice a week, 3 times a week.
Bring it. He's gonna bring the fight. He's gonna lose, but he's gonna earn Brock Lesnar's respect at the end.
See, I don't want him to. I just want him to get the gifts of Terry Funk and Mick Foley and all those people. I don't want him to inherit those kind of habits. You know, you got to be winning.
This can be. This can totally be Steve Austin and The Rock, or a situation where, you know, like Mick was saying, even if Ambrose loses, if he gets Brock's respect, he can be a big time star. You can make a Steve Austin tonight. I think Dean Ambrose has to win and should win, but you could do it either way. I say Bray Wyatt comes out and costs Lesnar the match, leading to the SummerSlam match, but I think Ambrose wins here.
Yeah, I think that's a good call, because they do want to do the Lesnar-Wyatt program. It's just that it got sidelined when Wyatt got the back injury that he recently recovered from. So sure, I'm going 100% with Jason on that one. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. But that also has Dean Ambrose going over, so I'm fine with that. So awesome.
You just have to think, WrestleMania, Lesnar ended the streak. Are they going to give that to Ambrose by connection?
I think they should. They've been putting him in world title situations and stuff. They've been putting him to fight Triple H. I think they have confidence in him.
He's the right guy.
Yeah, so next we got a few minutes to get out of here, because I know we have another show coming on after. So next we have Hell in a Cell. Shane McMahon versus Undertaker.
Shane O'Mac.
What do the rest of you guys
Shane.
Say? Main Street Posse comes in, Shane wins.
I love it.
There you go. I mentioned it a few weeks ago.
It's going to happen, I guarantee it.
And I said before that I feel that we've reached an all-time low when that music hits, and that's the music that causes everybody to pop. Like, how desperate are we for pops when that's what causes it? Like, can
it's
going to
be great.
That,
I'm excited.
You're sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear that shit come on, and yes, I'm running the drop.
I was going to say, you don't have it?
We're running low on time, though, so we're not going to sit here and bask.
I'd pop so fucking hard, and I'm not even like being a dick about it. Like, I'd tweet, I'd get on Facebook. Yeah.
Shane McMahon is what my choice would be for this, but I think we're going to see a swerve here. Finally, we got Roman Reigns versus Triple H. We already really talked about this match throughout the entire night and all of the different possibilities. We were just talking about the Rock thing if Roman Reigns goes over. Triple H retaining is a possibility. We spoke about how all his friends may run in and all of the different
shit.
Things.
It just occurred to me. What if Rock runs in and fucking causes Roman to lose and Triple H retains?
There's that too. So there's another prediction right there for you. If you guys have anything else to say, we got like a little bit of time, but you know, I'm going to pretty much roll
Reigns
the credits
wins.
Here so we could. Yeah, you think Reigns wins?
Reigns wins.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want it to be a good match.
Yeah, well, we all want it to be a good match. That's. Like
I'm gonna stick with that swerve I just said there at the end. Rock comes in and causes Roman to lose.
I'm going with you.
Yeah. She's going with her man, of course.
Obviously, we don't need to hear it. She's breaking up, but we know who she's going with. So listen, we're gonna wrap up here, because we're running low on time. Thank you all very much for being here. This doesn't end tonight, though, because tomorrow we're going to have the aftermath. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about The Walking Dead. Someone gets Negan. We're going to talk about the aftermath of that. I'm going to give you my official.
Yeah. I agree with Jason.
Okay, we're going to talk about the official review of Batman v Superman. And I'm going to give you my final thoughts on that. If you haven't been following us, go to talkbrunch.com. All of our Twitter handles are there. You can see all the projects we're working on. Go to rantemradio.com and check out all of the other shows there and find out more information on this marathon. I'm Rick Dara, as always with me, Mick Wrestling, Jason Burke, Padawan Jen. The whole crew was here tonight and we had a blast. And this is just it's not over yet. I can't put that over enough that we're going to just still be here. Come check us out. Don't forget that we exist. Jason, how you feeling tonight? You excited?
Super excited. Can't wait. Enjoy Mania, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coordinating our time with us, as always. You're the master of this timing thing, huh?
Thank you. I try. Like I said, theater background helps.
Mick, glad you were able to make it and be a part of everything and the festivities tonight. I know you're excited, and we'll be talking more about what's going on. It's going to be a blast. Thank you all. Thank you, chat room. On that note, we're out of here.
See you guys.